Okay, the last executive director's report.
Are you ready, John?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. It's okay.
Nick, you didn't want to weigh in at all?
No, you guys did a great job today. I thought the conversation with Dory was fantastic. I thought there were some great points that people made. And I received texts from like four of you to ask for me to stay away next month, too.
Stay away next month.
Okay, so this next item is executive director's report. You have your monitors, and then as far as open records requests, there was two. And they've been closed. So with that, we can adjourn the regular meeting.
So I need a motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
Motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
Second. Okay. All approved?
Aye.
Approved.
Aye.
Okay. Motion to adjourn the regular meeting. Now we're going to the supplemental meeting. And I guess we do the public comments.
Right.
If there's any, yeah. If there's any public comments to be had, star five.
Nothing.
Okay. Right along. Next on the item is the approval of the minutes. So motion to approve the minutes.
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion approved. Okay. Now we're entering the discussion and possible action regarding items from individual consideration. Mm-hmm.
So the first item here, normally we don't have presentations in the supplemental meeting, but because we have the valuation, we didn't have an item on the regular. We have a brief presentation on the supplemental actuarial evaluation. Jeff, are you on the phone?
I am.
Okay, great. So it's just a way of introduction. Normally, we always do the regular plan valuation and a supplemental at the same meeting. And you know supplemental is 2% of the assets, so we don't spend a whole lot of time on it. Because of all the changes this year, this one was delayed. So I have Jeff on the phone to give you some highlights on the supplemental valuation. Take it away.
Right. I'll keep it quick. There's not a whole lot to talk about here. If you could fast forward the report to 476. Thank you. Two pages back.
This one?
There we go. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So we'll go through the highlights and look at the kind of year-to-year comparison. There's really not a lot to talk about. The year were just under $3.7 million. The city contributed 100% of the actuarially determined contribution. For the most part, they've been doing that in the past in 10 or 15 years, only 3 years in which they did not contribute 100%, but lately, for the most part, they are 100% of ADEC, which is good. There was a gain on the year, a very minor gain. You can see the third bullet point, 0.07% of liability, which is, nothing. Right? They were offsetting investment gains and demographic losses. The plan returns 13% on the year against an assumption of 6.5. So there was a gain on the investment side. There is not, we're not using smoothing right now due to the size of the assets. And we could use it, but we had not been using it for this plan. So we're just using the market value as the actual value of assets. So there was a gain on investments. There was a loss on liability side, demographics. But the nature of this plan, there's going to be bigger gains and losses on the demographic side for the most part than in the main plan. If there's a 2.39% loss on the big plan, we would delve into it more deeply. We didn't look at it that carefully on this plan, just the nature of the plan, the size, the in and out of participants and the way it works. They're going to be bigger gains and losses, so that's not something to think about. We did include the COLA change, same as the main plan. And you can see that, I guess it's the fifth bullet down, there was an increase in the normal cost of $148,000 in the liability. The actual determined contribution increased $554,000 almost. There's no percentages listed there, but the normal cost as a percentage that 148,000 was 11.7%. So that's a pretty big increase. And on the liability side, it was 7.26%. But our discussion with COLAs have an impact, and just the nature of this plan is going to be, it's going to hit harder. It can hit harder. It did in this case. Going down into the changes section, the funded percentage increased from 38.65 to 40.81%. The funded percentage, I would like to see that higher, but as long as the city is contributing the full actuarial determined contribution, that's the main thing we're concerned about. This year, the $4,056,587, that is an increase of $591,000 from the prior year. And you can see a couple bullet points up. It was an increase of $591,000. $54,000 of that was due to COLA. So, were it not for the COLA, it'd be a much smaller increase. But again, that's something we've already seen in the main plan presentation. It's not unexpected. And the unfunded liability increased by $2.3 million to $28.7 million. And that was, again, due to the COLA. If there are no questions there, I would fast forward a couple of pages to page 478. Right, side by side, year to year, we've kind of hit some of these numbers in the highlights. The effective amortization period is 12 years, which is good. The funded liability and the amount did based on the amortization basis, based on the gain and losses, 12 years. So that's strong. And again, even though the funded percent is not where we want it to be, really, I'm not as concerned with that as long as the city is contributing the ADEC as the main. There were just a few additional people added to the plan this year, four additional actives, and four additional retirees or beneficiaries. Other than that, there's not a lot to talk about here. It's as long as the ADEC is being paid, like I keep saying, that's the main thing. I'm concerned more with that 100%. So the contribution did go up a little bit more than usual due to the COLA, but we knew that was coming when we included the COLA. So we can report if they want to talk about, but that was really all I was planning to discuss.
Any questions, anyone? Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put forth a motion to approve the issuance of the January 1st, 2024 actuarial valuation report.
Make a motion.
Second. All approved. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion approved. And then the next is the financial audit. And so it's just going to be a motion.
Right. We've had the presentation for the next three items already. So we're just
going to have motions to approve. Okay. So motion to approve issuance of the 2023 audit report.
Make a motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Next, the 2023 annual comprehensive report, financial report, authorized the executive director to issue the 2023 annual comprehension financial report and to forward the report to the Pension Review Board and the City of Dallas and to post it on the CPSC website.
Make the motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion approved. Lastly, this is for the second reading and discussion of the 2025 budget. Motion to approve the proposed 2025 budget.
Make the motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion approved.
Is it quarterly financial report?
We don't need a motion for this. We just need a motion to adjourn.
Oh, a motion to adjourn the supplemental meeting?
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.